Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created and hosted by Layla Smolak, your number one personal trainer with a wealth of knowledge, education, and experience in the fitness industry in areas of management, corporate wellness, programming and training, nutrition and business owner. Layla will have you get up, move, unleash your inner athlete. Here's your host, Layla Smolak.
Welcome, fans and followers, to today's episode, Body Fat Distribution, the difference between men and women. So we all come in various shapes and sizes. Honoring your body and how it functions, and importantly, understanding body fat distribution is an important factor to achieving optimal health and wellness. Okay, reality, and simply put, women do store more body fat. And of course, genetics plays a role in how fat is distributed. Genetically, if one of your parents, or both, or anyone within the genetic makeup within your family is tall, slim, small-framed, then that will be your blessing as well for some ladies out there. Most importantly, ladies, when you do not exercise and eat healthy, nutritious meals, we begin to store fat. Or let me rephrase, the accumulation of fat begins in the arms, breasts, abs, hips, and thighs. Yay, the joys of womanhood. So, why is body fat distribution different for women? Physiologically speaking, women's bodies naturally prepare to nourish a growing baby, and our fat reserves help us to do that. Women begin to develop fat reserves during puberty. Men's body fat distribution accumulates around the chest and midsection. Now, in my research, I found this quite interesting information from Concordia University. Sylvia Santosa, assistant professor in the Department of Exercise Science, shows that low testosterone levels leads to changes in fat cells in the lower body, but not in the upper body. So the study sheds light on how testosterone controls where fat is stored and shows that men who have low testosterone show a shift in how they store body fat. Like women, they store more fat in their hips and thighs. So to prove this, Santosa and a co-author, Michael Jensen from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, analyzed the amount of stored fat that comes directly from food consumption by giving male study subjects a liquid meal with radioactive tracer. They later collected samples of fat from the ab and the thigh to see how much of the fat contained in the meal was stored, and found that men with low testosterone stored more fat in the thigh than men with normal testosterone. So I found this information quite interesting, and the information was taken from concordia.ca. So if you want to check it out, read up on it, it's quite interesting. So which gender is more concerned about body image and consistently complaining about body fat, weight, etc., etc.? Women. This comes from being consistently bombarded by media that a certain look, body type, height, weight, etc. is acceptable to society. More recently, though, through media, is changing this train of thought by opening up mediums to women of all looks, shapes and sizes, and that is a wonderful thing, as each woman holds her unique body and her unique beauty and look. Body fat as we age, and this applies to both men and women, I have covered this topic in previous episodes, and so I welcome you to tune into andropause and menopause. So those are two factors that do, as we climb up the ladder in numbers, does play a role in how body fat is distributed or accumulated in the body. So please tune into those episodes. How can we control body fat as we age? Well, simple, simple, simple. Exercise, and of course eating properly. It does not need to be an intense energy draining workout every day. Simple activities such as swimming, brisk walks, walking uphill, downhills, tennis, badminton. Remember, you do not always need to be in the gym. Incorporate activities that you will enjoy and motivate you to stick with it. All right, portion it or gain it. This is an episode I discussed revolving around nutrition, and I am a firm believer in how much you put on your plate is actually how much you will gain. So it's just a very simple equation. You know, there's no rocket science to this equation. What has happened is, you know what, we've been bombarded with so much information out there, with so many fad diets and different methods that you can use to lose weight. You know what, just watch how much you put on your plate, and it's that simple. And especially if you do not work out or participate in any physical activity. Remember the equation, energy in equals energy out. Energy and vice versa, energy out equals energy in. So, you know what? If you're going to have 3 cups of pasta with, high fat white sauce, well, and then don't work out, guess what? You're just going to load up on calories and gain weight. So, it's a very simple equation to follow. And as long as you portion it, you will have control over your body fat. All right? Now, in tomorrow's Move Your Body series, I will be discussing the core. Until then, thanks for tuning in, and I want to say a huge thank you to all those who have signed our petition. I did speak about this in another episode. The investigation I'm conducting, nobody's helping me. There's no help when a couple or even a family goes through this. I'm uncovering so much corruption. It's just so much corruption and fraud. It's just incredible. And you know what? It's on both sides of the border. And I'm going to tell you, it is overwhelming and it is quite disturbing how Richard and I have been victimized. It truly is unexplainable. It's just unexplainable. So, you know what? I'm not going to get into it because last time I did, I said my thing and I was jolted for about a week after that. So, I'm not going to bring my show down by going back into this, but I just wanted to say a big thank you to all the brave souls out there that signed the petition, and hopefully more people come out and take a stand with us. So have a great rest of the day. I am your host, Leila Smolak, and lots of peace and love out there to everyone that tunes in. Well, I am over and I am.